Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobbo Hobgood.
That's me.
We're glad to be back for season four, and it's good to be back in the studio with Jesse Varner over here on the other side. Who's Talking, as you know, goes behind the scenes to take a closer look at the Wahoo athletic program. Hobbo and I will tonight preview UVA's upcoming home opener versus the University of Richmond. We'll also discuss Mike London's progress to date and the importance of winning this big first game decisively. Glad that you've joined us.
That is absolutely the case, and we're, as Frank said, happy to be back. Season four, hard to believe the summer's over. Football is less than a week away, and I think a lot of people are excited about that football season. You know, it's a special time of year. But anyway, this is indeed Hobbo. We do have a great show lined up for you tonight. We will be joined shortly by Voice of the Who's, Dave Kane. And immediately after Dave, we will have former star wideout receiver for the Cavaliers, Billy McMullen, will give us his insights on the Virginia football team in 2012. And then I guess now, given our special time that we're coming on at 5:30, after the top of the hour, we will have the Sabres recruiting guru, Chris Horn, give us some information on the 2013 class and the nice addition recently of Smoke Mizell. And then our friend Dr. Jody Smith will just briefly kind of go down some of the injury issues that the Cavs are dealing with. Fortunately, it's a fairly short list, given that the season hasn't really gotten underway yet, but still a couple of things to talk about in that regard. And, as always, there are several ways to follow the show, and Frank will outline those now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to send questions and comments via email to Who's Talking. Well, actually, we're not going to do that anymore. That's a typo. Actually, just go to Facebook and friend us at Who's Talking, and leave us a message there, and we'll get back to you through Facebook.
In the Congress, they say, without objection, we move to strike the last word.
Absolutely.
So we can revise and extend.
In addition, you can download the iHeartRadio app and listen to our show on your smartphone virtually anywhere. And we've had some good feedback from our listeners on the iHeartRadio app, which is a free app.
Well, Frank, as we said, the UVA football team has finished summer camp. They begin their week of game preparations now. Coach London had a press conference or a telephone call today with the media. It released the depth chart, which we will be discussing during the course of the show. And only 6 days until the big kickoff at a little after 3 in the afternoon on Saturday against the University of Richmond. And I think the weather forecast is going to be hot. No rain, but I think it's supposed to be hot.
Which is the way it should be.
I mean, it's end of August, first of September. UVA fans and alumni have thoughts of UVA competing for an ACC title and going to another prestigious bowl like they did last year. Had a spirited quarterback competition during the summer camp. It looks like, at least for the moment, Michael Rocco will start the game on Saturday. As we said, we got the two-deep chart that was released today. Expectations of I think they have an extraordinary offense. You know, a lot of good news on the offensive side. A couple of question marks on the defensive side that we'll be asking our guests about when we get them on the line here shortly.
You know, no two ways about it. Real quickly, while we look for Dave Kane's call here in a few seconds, Mike London today at the 3:00 press conference talked about the fact that Mike Rocco had the best grasp of the offense, obviously understands the terminology, obviously understands the offensive coordinator. They've been working together now very closely for a couple of years now. And quite honestly, he knows all the packages and all the personnel. Clearly, clearly nothing has really changed all summer. There was a lot of talk about Mr. Sims, and clearly he's a great talent. But as Coach London alluded to in a press conference today, it was a little unrealistic for anybody to really expect Mr. Sims to fully comprehend the offense and gain mastery of that in just a few weeks. I mean, that's just expecting too much.
Yeah, and Michael Rocco, I mean, he's, as we've discussed before, you know, he just got football throughout his family. And, of course, a lot being referenced to his uncle will be the head coach at the University of Richmond, or is the head coach at the University of Richmond for Saturday's game. So I just think he's a smart kid, a smart football player, and that was a big advantage for him, particularly having been around for a couple of years and worked with Coach Lazor.
No two ways about it. You know, let's talk about the overall feel of the team starting the season and what the expectations are, at least from our perspective. You know, I really think that this is a huge opportunity for this football team. I think most people realize that this group is going to be extraordinary in 2 years. However, you know, the future is now. Virginia's got these two awesome offensive tackles in Obushi and Morgan Moses. They've got a veteran center in Luke Bowanko. He moved over from guard. You've got four tight ends that know the offense inside and out. You've got Darius Jennings at one wide receiver spot. And you've also got Tim Smith, a veteran wide receiver. There are lots of weapons. And let's talk about those weapons. Now that we've got Dave Kane, the voice of the Cavaliers, on the phone, let's bring Dave on. Dave, are you there?
I think he'll be there momentarily. Dave?
I hear you guys. You guys hear me?
We do.
Now we got you. What? Now we got
we
you.
We do now. We're going through some of those first show of the season technical issues here. But at any rate,
I'm bearing down for one of those tonight. Hopefully not too bad.
That's right. You got your own show with Coach London here, 7 o'clock on our sister station here in Richmond, WRVA. Of course, Dave from Colorado Springs. I noticed a lot of talk about Denver Broncos in your background. You're not going to be rooting against my Steelers on September the 9th, are you?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, what happened in the playoffs last year was just devastating, wasn't it?
No, it was terrible.
Oh, man, I can only imagine.
You know, a guy that we rescued from the state of Vermont, you know, giving bad-mouthing the hobo like that. But
we had to talk hobo off the ledge there, Dave.
But at any rate, yeah, just Frank talked. He started talking about the assessment. What's your overall assessment of the football team as we prepare for the first game?
Well, you know, I think the ceiling is very high for this group. I really do. I believe that fully. I also believe, as has been well documented, this is a team that's going to have to learn on the fly at a couple spots, particularly on defense and in special teams. I think the offense has the chance to be very special this year. I do think, you know, hey, look, there was a statistic that was put out today. I think the Sports Information Department at UVA mentioned this to us, and this kind of blew me away. Virginia is one of four teams nationally that does not have a senior in its secondary. And, you know, that speaks volumes. And then you look at the depth chart, not only that, but four sophomores, second-year guys, are starting, and at least at the top of this week's depth chart. So you're going to have some lumps I think you're going to have to take on that side of the ball at times. But one thing that I thought was really interesting to hear some of the players talk about today was the level of optimism surrounding that defensive line that does lose a couple players, and Matt Conrath, Nick Jenkins, guys like that, Cam Johnson, some guys that made some noise through the years at UVA. But it was interesting to hear the guys say that they feel like they've got a chance to make some noise there as well. So, you know, it's going to be guys needing to step into positions. I think Michael Moore and Eli Harrell, it's obvious you can see the talent that these guys bring onto the field, but they're young guys. Michael Moore looks the part. Eli Harrell, well, maybe not quite so much yet. At 225 pounds, he's got to put some weight on, but his speed is unmatched. I mean, you just don't see guys that can run like he can at that position, and I think in pass rushing situations, he could be special.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you sort of mentioned defensive line, but of course that'll be maybe the biggest help for that inexperienced secondary if they can get pressure on the other team's quarterback.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that's your secondary's best ally. If you don't have guys at least making life somewhat difficult for the quarterback. I don't care who's back there. I mean, you could have an all-conference secondary. If the quarterback has tons of time to throw, he's going to win that battle more often than not. So, I mean, this thing all works in conjunction. It's not as simple as saying, okay, there's one spot where there's a weakness. Look out for the deep ball. That's the beautiful thing about football, is the complexity of it. I mean, there are so many moving pieces and so many moving parts that impact the other. It's a domino kind of thing. And you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours on that side of the ball. But one thing I will say about that secondary, I do think there's a lot more talent than maybe we've had in previous years. But again, that experience thing, there's no overstating the importance that obviously goes along with knowing where to be and when to be there. But I do think there's a lot of speed and there's a lot of potential back there. But they're going to have to learn.
Dave, let's touch on that. It's very interesting. Two Richmond area products, Anthony Harris, I think he played at L.C. Byrd, and Draquan Hoskey played at Henrico. Both of them have pushed their way into the starting lineup. Anthony at free safety, Hoskey at cornerback, and I also see at strong safety Brandon Phelps from Maryland, whose parents were both Wahoos, pushed his way as the strong safety. They're longer, they're leaner, they're probably faster and athletic. So what do you think the uptick is on this group?
Well, you know, like I say, I think that they have potential to be very good. Now, another name that you didn't mention, there's another Richmond guy who I think will see, if not the same amount of time, potentially more time than even Draquan Hoskey at one of those cornerback spots, and that's Maurice Kennedy.
Yes.
You know, a guy from Verina High School. I mean, he has a chance to be a terrific young player as well, but again, for Draquan Hoskey, the reason they say he got the start in the nod over Kennedy is the fact that he's played in games. Not a whole lot of games, but he was in the middle of one of the bigger plays of the season a year ago in Florida State when he knocked away a pass that could have potentially put Florida State in a position to win that game against UVA in Tallahassee a year ago. So, you know, I think he's got a little bit of that experience, but this battle is going to continue as the season progresses because, as you guys well know, it's not a simple matter of putting four defensive backs out there. I mean, there's a lot of nickel. You're going to see a lot of dime packages. And another guy to me that I would love to see finally assert himself. He's battled injuries his whole career, but he's got blazing speed and he's got good size, and that's Pablo Alvarez.
Yes.
He's been banged up this preseason again. So, I mean, it's really been a real hindrance for this guy, but he's one of UVA's fastest players. And again, you look at, again, that frame, 6'3", 205 pounds out of Coral Gables, and he's someone that if he could finally get on track and kind of figure things out, he could be a great player as well. And then another guy, freshman C.J. Moore. There's just a lot of young talent. C.J. Moore, I think he runs somewhere around a 4.3 40 or something to that effect. So he may be one of the fastest guys out there as well. But, you know, these guys are going to be continuing to jostle for position. I think the one guy that's entrenched is Trey Nicholson, and it's crazy to say that here's a guy as a sophomore, second-year player, is sort of the elder spokesman back there.
Yeah, that 40 number is very similar to mine, I think.
I thought so. You were sub 4'3", though, weren't you?
That was the 40 feet for Hobo.
Yeah, Dave, well, that's true. He said 40 yards. Oh, I'm sorry. At any rate, we got Billy McMullen here momentarily, but Dave, before we let you go, I know you got to prep for your show anyway, at least talk a little bit about the offense, which really looks strong.
Yeah, I think that there's an opportunity to do some things great on that offensive side of the ball. As everybody's been waiting to find out the quarterback, it's Michael Rocco who will start game one. I thought one thing that was interesting, couldn't quite get a feel for what coach's plans were for Sims. He said he wants to get this guy into games, but he said he's also not scripting it the way he did last year with David Watford. So I think that you kind of have to read between the lines there and get an understanding for what exactly that means. I would be surprised if we didn't see Phillip Sims for a decent chunk of time this weekend against Richmond. Obviously, score kind of dictates what you're able to do in some of those spots. But to me, one of the real strengths of this offense is going to be that backfield and the offensive line conjunctively. I mean, between what you have with Abushi and Moses on one side of each bookends of that offensive line, I know they love what Bowanko's able to do at center. And then a couple other guys stepping up. Keep an eye on Cody Wallace and Sean Cascarano and Connor Davis as well on those guard spots. I think they can move some people. And then with Perry Jones, Kevin Parks, Clifton Richardson, even Kalik Shepard, there are a lot of different guys you can give the ball to, and they do different things. I love Perry Jones' ability to catch the ball. He may have the best hands of anybody on the team, and to have that coming out of the backfield and some of the know-how that this guy brings is probably the most obvious leader on the entire team. That's just a wonderful thing to have on an offense. So I think they can move the sticks on the ground, and in a way I'd love to see them do that a little bit more, because I think it gives your defense a little bit of a chance to catch its breath, and as we documented, some potential hurdles for that defense to have to deal with. I'd like to see some more long, sustained drives. But as you said, one of the keys from Coach Lazor's perspective is he'd love to see some more of those explosive plays so you don't have to grind it out all the way down the field, and maybe that changes some of the, those scenarios we saw last year where Virginia had the big yardage numbers but wasn't able to put the points up. They want to get that reversed. Let's get the points on the board and you know, not worry so much about the yards.
I agree. Dave, we're up against the break. We're going to let you go. Good luck on the show tonight on WRVA, and thank you for calling in tonight.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Dave. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to break right now. When we return, we will have Billy McMullen join us, and he'll break down the team and the game on Saturday. Stay with us.